What's up, family? It's Les Thomas with Brand Squad Podcast. I'm here with my man Lyric Rawls. What's up, my guy?
What up? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, man.
Me too.
So just tell us, you don't have to give us the full bio, but just tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Lyric Rawls. I was born in Marshall, Texas, born and raised. I really grew up there, played football all my life since like 8 years old. So yeah. It's been a thing that I always kept with me.
There we go. So football is a way of life.
Gotta be.
Now, basketball, I say basketball is life, football is life.
Yeah, I mean, I played all sports, but like football is what I love, though.
Okay. So tell us about, let's start off like in your childhood, man. So like, what did you like to do as a little kid? Were you inside, outside, on the game? Like, what did you do? What was your fun thing to do?
Oh, see, growing up, we stayed in some apartments, so like it was like a lot of kids. So we had some woods that was near us. We would go back there and play down the woods. So we like it, at one point we all had bikes, so we all got to follow each other through the neighborhood, just riding around on the bikes. And then, when there's a lot of people out there, we'll go get in this big football field, and that's like where I started improving my game.
Come on, man, that's the fun stuff. Like, so growing up, you just kind of described my life, man. Bikes, playing football in the neighborhood with a lot of kids. Like, I don't really see a lot of that anymore.
Yeah, it's changing. I mean, my little brother, they want to be inside on the games. So I'm like, we got to go outside.
Yeah, yeah. Throw a football around a basketball or something.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So, like, what part of Texas?
East Texas.
East Texas.
Yes, sir.
So, East Texas, when I think, I go hunting out there sometimes.
Is that by Tyler or where?
Yeah, it's an hour away from Tyler, more towards the border in between Shreveport.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So, that's what's up, man. Did you hunt anything, fish?
Fish. I fish a couple. I tried to fish down here a little bit, find some prawns. Yes, sir.
Man, you know, Gundy got a fire, man. Shut up, Gundy, let my man fish. Yeah, I love to fish, man. That's what I love to do, man. So what got you into football? Like, you know, what got you started playing football? How old were you? I know you said 8, but.
Well, really, since I was always taught to, I've always been around it. So, I mean, it was just a second nature to play it. And as the years got over, I got better as it went. Playing around with my older cousin, they all played football, so I was like, I might as well go ahead and get into it.
Yeah. So now watching your older cousins, you were like, let me get into it. So did you have to go to your mom or dad and say, hey, I want to play football? Or did the cousins just pick you up? Like, how did you?
Well, my dad was pretty good at football back in Marshall, so he had like friends that was coaches, and so they wanted me to be on their team. So I'm like, I'll go on and play, like just sign me up. So that's what happened.
So what position did you play in Little League?
Oh, I done played everywhere. I played outside linebacker and flag.
Yeah.
I played safety. I played receiver. I played quarterback on my freshman year.
Really?
Yeah, I done played it all.
So what was your favorite position at that time?
I would say quarterback.
Quarterback.
Like being at the younger level. Yeah, being at the younger level, you just, you know, most quarterbacks just run the ball at their age. So that was fun to me to do.
Yeah. So what all sports did you play in middle school and high school?
Oh, football, basketball, and track. That's about it.
Okay, man. So basketball, you a hooper?
Oh, yeah. Most people thought I was going to go to college to hoop, but like back where I'm from, it wasn't too many people that got like basketball scholarships. So. Football what got me out of there.
So what like 1, 2, 3 point guards?
I was a point guard.
Point guard.
Yeah.
You like handle that rock?
Got to. I'm a dish.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. So you know, if I was to ask your friends, you know, middle school or high school, whatever, man, tell me a little bit about Lyric. Like, what would they say?
Oh man, I'm a good character. I'm a good people person. A lot of people come to me like just for a good laugh or something, or I'd be real easy to talk to.
Yeah.
I take information in well. I like to keep the, like, if you want to come to me and talk about something, we can do that.
Okay.
So. I'm that type of person.
So you can hold water. That's what I call it. Like, you don't do a whole bunch of talking. You can listen.
Yeah.
You need to listen and keep, not a secret, but like, you know, you won't tell everybody's business. You know, that's one of the key things, to listen to people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up, man. So in high school, you know, what was there a moment where you said, I can do this. Like, I can go D1 football. What moment was it where you were like, okay, I can do this?
It was when my freshman year, I had got moved up in playoffs. And like I had finally scored a touchdown, so like I was like, all right, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
So like the next season, they had me starting at safety on varsity. So I'm like, okay, I was a little shaky back there at first, being a sophomore starting on varsity, and I'm in the back, so yeah. Everybody counting on me to make the last tackle. So I mean, as I handled that part, I feel like, okay, I got this. I can do this. And then my sophomore year track season, that's when my offer started rolling in.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Well, see, here's the thing. We're talking about Texas football, too. So, like, getting to play as a freshman is a big deal. Mm. It's not like, you know, it's a school of 200 people and you barely got 60 players. You know, playing some varsity as a freshman means that you solid.
Yes, sir.
And then starting as a sophomore, and then, as you said, that's when the offers started coming in, right? So, like, who was your first offer?
Oh, I got my first offer from Tulsa. Yes, sir.
Word up. Tulsa came down to East Texas.
Yes, huh? Sir. Because my head coach, he had went to school there. So, you know, how did the connections work? So
okay.
He told him that he had a player down there. So
yeah,
they came and see about me.
Okay. Bit. So name some of the schools that offered you.
It started with Tulsa. Then I got Mississippi State, Texas Tech, TCU, I got too many. I can't even remember.
It was like
Iowa. It's so many. It was so long ago.
That was that safety?
Yeah, I know. I ended up with 15 at the end.
15.
Yeah.
You hear that, my man? Ended up with 15.
Yeah, I stopped.
And you was like on ESPN. Like, what? I mean, what were you? What number? Pop that out. Come on, man.
Now, it was like I was like. I can say I was a number 31 in Texas.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I didn't even know it one day until, like, I was in the locker room that my teammate came up to me like, do you know that you ranked? I was like, nah, because I didn't really look into that. So,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
So when he showed me, I was like, oh, wow, like, I ain't know. But
yeah.
That was yeah, I was like, shoot, I was just playing ball.
Yeah.
I wasn't really worried about the statistics.
You would not worry about that, and you just want to stay focused on
your
game. All right, Beth, so here it is. You've been offered 15 offers. I know everyone narrowed down to their five or their three. What made you select Oklahoma State?
Well, you know, going into my senior year, that's when COVID rolled around. So, like, I basically had to narrow my schools down to, like, where I've been or who my best connections was with. So, like, yeah. I came here before COVID started, and I toured the campus, and I really enjoyed it. So, once it came time to my senior night, that's when that's when I signed. So I made the choice to come here.
Yeah. Picked O State.
Yes,
so here it is, you know, you pick O State, you know. How many was in your graduating class, do you know?
I don't know.
School, you know how many was in the school?
I don't know, we had like thousands.
Like 1,000. So here it is, man. East Texas, East Side, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You come all the way to, yeah. I'm rocking with you. So you come to O State. You got here in June, or did you?
I got it in January. I graduated school
so you
early.
You graduated early.
Yes, sir.
Also, you got here in January. So,
yes, sir.
So school was in. So it's not like it was summertime. It's popping.
Yeah, I got through in the fire.
So you went from 1,000 to over 20,000 students. You know what I mean? Tell me what that transition was like. You know.
Oh, that was about the craziest thing that ever happened.
Talk about it.
We got here in January. Like, it was like my group that got here was like about 12 of us, 12 or 11 of us. All freshmen and in transfers.
Yeah.
So we got here, and you know, we got Fridays with the stadiums.
Yeah, oh, wow.
They threw us in the fire with all the older dudes, so we had to, like, I'm running them. I get to, like, the third one, and I get down, my leg shaking. I'm like, I've never felt this pain before. So that was a big difference. Then going to, like, just coming from high school classes and going right to college classes, that was, like, a big transformation.
Yeah.
And I was just had to, like, take it all in and dial it out the best I could.
So today, I'm thinking about this. Man, if I went to college, you know, midway through my senior year, did they have, like, a program, or did someone walk you through it? Because you went from, you know what I'm saying, you know, you at home, you got support, making sure you're supposed to get to where you're supposed to be. Here, now I'm at this big campus where I walk to it. I got to get there on my own, on time. I got to do all these things and be an athlete. Like, what helped you? like push through. That's hard. That's a really hard transition.
When it comes to like the school, I leaned on the academic center the most that I could. You know, they was a big help, and they still are good help to me. And I always, you know, make sure I stay good in touch with them. That's how I make sure my grades are stuff and good. So like the transformation going to class, I had to get on my GPS because I couldn't find them classes. So I got the GPS and I'm just walking to class because I had to find it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how I was getting to class.
That's what's up, man. So, you know, we know initiation doesn't happen. Like, we know. Ain't no hazing or nothing like that. But what was the moment where it was like, yeah, welcome freshman or first year or whatever. Did you ever, you have any stories where you had to, like, grab the dummies or you had to grab bags or anything like that? You don't have to tell us who. Was there ever a moment where you was like, yeah, you're a freshman. Don't forget that. You need to carry my water.
That's something I can say that never happened to me.
Really?
Yeah, like.
I
can tell a story. All right, so it was, I think it was a Wednesday, so we don't do nothing on Wednesdays in the winter. So we going to go hoop. This is what all the older dudes is. So this is the freshman first time going there to go hoop with them. So we walking in, like, it's like by 6 of us. We walking in, and we see the older dudes. They looking at us. They trying to size us up. Cause we was already kind of tall and bigger than them. I'm walking in. I already see them looking at me. So I had to, like, tighten up a little bit and sit my chest up. They was like, what position y'all play? I said, safety. So I let them know. I mean, I ain't never had nobody just, not a little boy me, but, like, I've never been had to pick no pass up or nothing.
So, okay, now, that's kind of, like, not normal because that stuff happens a lot. Mm-hmm. So why do you think that is? Is it because, like, your personality, because you're the type of person that was cool and laid back, you didn't talk noise? Like, I was a rah-rah person, so people wanted to see me take an L.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people wanted to flex on me. So what was it with you? Do you think it's something with you? Like, just because you was humble or...
I mean, and I was humble about everything that we did, like, coming in, because I knew, like, we didn't have no plays or nothing to be coming there on something cocky, so, and that's not even me anyway, so.
Yeah, I got you, yeah.
Coming in, and we all came in with, like, Harvell Peel, they was Trey Sterling, this was neighbor senior year, so I'm like.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so they took us all in well, you know, they told us how they trips was with they seniors when they came in, but they took us all in well, you know, they was a good guidance through the whole process, and, you know, I still appreciate them and tap in with them when I can, you know.
Yeah.
Because if they were hurting me when they had left, I was like, dang, like, y'all brought me in. Now y'all already gone. And I'm like,
yeah.
All right, then. That's how it's rolling. And then you see another year, more people leaving. I'm like, hey, I got to get to the process and I'll be next.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what I know. Ultimately, you know, growing up playing football as a kid, you know, NFL is the goal. And, you know, college is part of that process.
Mm.
And so, you know, with that being said, you know, what's your preparation like? You know, what's your mindset? Because if you're saying the NFL is my goal, you know, there's a lot of players here in the country, right? Mm-hmm. So what would you say is, like, your preparation or what sets you apart? Is it your, you know, you the first in the gym, last in the gym? Is it I watch a lot of film? Is it the mindset? Like, is it I eat right? I take care of my body? Like, for you, what is your preparation like?
Well, I can say, like, since I've been here, my, like, football IQ has got way smarter. Like,
okay.
Like, just I would, like, sit down and I'm the type of person to sit in the film room and I want to ask questions. Like, why are we doing this and why is that open?
I got you.
I'm going to ask questions when we in the meeting room.
Yeah. So you have friends. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, like, yeah, I can say I be wanting to think more about the plays before I get out there and go do it and mess up. I want to have it right the first time. And then if something mess up, then I know it's something for real that's messing up.
Yeah. Yes, that's what's up. So, man, what game, do you remember the game, the year in the game or whatever, that you, the first time you got on the field? Which is your freshman year, sophomore year?
My freshman year, I played, I redshirted the freshman year, so I played some special teams, but, like, this year I had to play way more a lot. And so... I say the game that had me, like, my heart beating a little bit was probably the Texas game.
Yeah.
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 And then
the heart going a little.
Yeah, because, you know, it was a tight game. So from when JT got hurt and I had to go in the game, I'm like, all right, this a tight game right here, and I got to go and feel in the spot. So I'm like,
tight game.
I'm in there. I just had to cool myself down and, like, play it step by step. That's all it was.
Yeah. So you were, whenever JT would come out, Taylor, that's when you were going?
Yes, sir.
At the same position?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he's going on to that next level, so.
Yes, sir. And I understood, like, this season, like, playing back behind him, I understand, like, being behind a dude like that, you know, I'm not looking to see that much playing time, but, like, when I get in, I'm going to do what I have to do.
Yeah. And that's honestly, the cool thing, you was in a position to learn from a guy that's about to be a professional. He's that good.
Yeah. Right?
So, I mean, like, it kind of puts you at an advantage of learning. Because I think it's cool to play as a freshman. Don't get me wrong. That means you're balling. That means you're doing everything right. But one of the benefits of redshirting is you get to sit back and learn, too.
Yeah.
And you're more ready whenever you get on the field.
Yeah, I was able. That's why I was so close with Kobe Peel. You know, I watched him play my redshirt year. Then watching JT play in front of me this year, that was them like two great leaders that was in front of me. So, like, now that I had to replace it, I got to either learn and do that or show up.
Well, and then, you know what I'm saying? Like, it played off, too. You know what I mean? I remember somebody's name being called versus Wisconsin, man. Tell us about that play right there.
Oh, man. That was basically, like, just to go play ball. You know, it was an assignment to guard my man, but my man sat back and blocked, so I just went after the ball.
Yeah.
It wasn't no point of wasting time. We got to go get.
Come on, man. How'd that feel?
Oh, it was great. I ran to the sideline, but I tried to keep my composure. Like, I was screaming inside.
Yeah, I heard that. So, man, like, tell us, you know, a day in the life of Lyric. Like, what is it? What does a day look like for you? Some of your things that you do daily, you know, just in life. Just, what do you jump on a video game? I mean, what do you do, like?
He's on like a regular school day or just
regular school day.
All right,
well, so, now let's say it's an off day.
All right.
Let's say you got an off day. What do you do on your off day? Which y'all don't get those often, but
we don't.
Sleep in. What does it look like?
I sleep in a little bit. I like to just 10, and then I just knock out homework if I have any, or then I'll go hang with some friends, and then if I got time, I'll go get some film study in. If we got something to watch. But with this new defense, that's what I'll be doing most of this free time now.
Yeah, because y'all got a new defensive scheme and everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what's your favorite place to eat? What's your favorite place to eat here in Stillwater and back at home?
For here, I have to say Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
Yeah, I go get their pasta almost every other week.
Yeah, now Olive Garden go hard.
Yeah.
Now then, when you get the pasta, do you say, see me, when I get the pasta, I switch it out with the angel hair noodles.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You didn't know you could do that, huh?
Nah.
Yeah, so when I go, I'm like, man, I usually get the shrimp Alfredo pasta, but I'm like, man, can I get the angel hair? Like, give me the angel.
I might have to try that.
Man, it's better with the angel hair. And then what you do is, too, like, so you don't have to pay for it. When they bring it out, you be like, man, no sauce. If you say it before, they're going to charge you.
Oh, yeah.
But when you stir it up, like, yeah.
Yeah, I got you a little strategy.
Yeah. Then you get it for free, man. I just gave you up.
I'm gonna do that date.
So when you go back home, like, you know, I know my son would come home from school, like, it's certain things he want to eat. Like, what does that go to? Is it somebody's cooking? Is it a restaurant? What do you got to eat when you go back home?
I say, we have this golden chick. I was always gonna get me right.
Golden chick.
Oh yeah.
You get the little sauce that go in the little.
Yes.
What is it called?
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. I made sure I want extra.
Give me the extra. So, do you get the wings or the strips?
I get the strips. The
strips go hard, bro.
Yeah.
They need to get better on their fried okra.
They're
real good.
Have you ever had the
get better on your fried okra? But the chicken is good.
Yeah.
Shout out to Go Chick. Y'all sweet tea good, though. You know?
Oh, yeah. Top tier.
All right, man, Sue. Man, we're gonna wrap this up, man, and we're gonna do a little bit of this or that, and you know, I'm gonna say out the name, and you just say it as fast as you want to. It's no wrong answer, right? It's no wrong answer. I'm gonna just say out the name. So basically, if I say Canada Dog, you can just say whatever you want to say. But here's the thing: this is the only time. While you're here at O-State, that you get to go against other athletes in other sports. So everyone is competing against everyone. We're going to see how many you can get done. So as fast as you go is as fast as I'll go. Totally. And there's no wrong answer. So if I say cat or dog, ain't nobody gonna say, man, he really like dogs, but he said cat. Nobody's gonna do that.
I was gonna say a type of dog.
No. Oh. If I say cat or dog, you just say cat, whichever okay. one you like. Okay. If I say Lakers or New York, you just say whichever one.
Okay, I got
you. But here's the thing. The key is you got to go fast, though. You want to beat other people. Yes. You're going to have 30 seconds.
What's the top score?
The top score? I think the top score is like 22 or 23.
Gotcha.
And here's the thing. I'm going to tell you something, too. Like, on the average, the football players get more than everyone else. Mm. If my memory serves me correctly, I think the football players get a little more. So the pressure on you, bro. All
right.
The pressure on you. I remember Bean got like 23 or something. You know what I'm saying? So you can't let Bean out, though. You shout I can't. Out to Bean, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Bean.
Yeah, shout out to Bean. All right. Are you ready?
You got the timer?
Yeah, she got the timer. She got the timer. Which is going to go? You ready?
I'm ready.
Nike or Adidas?
Nike.
Cars or trucks?
Trucks.
LeBron or Jordan?
Jordan.
Country or city?
City.
Instagram or Snapchat?
Instagram.
Night out or stay in?
Stay in.
Movie, show?
Show.
Cash or credit?
Credit.
Road trip or fly?
Fly.
Photo or video?
Video.
Pen or pencil?
Pencil.
Test or essay?
Tesla.
Sight or sound?
Sound.
Red or blue?
Blue.
Horse or cow?
Cow.
Cat or dog?
Dog.
Football, basketball?
Basketball.
Country or rap?
Rap.
Fly or drive?
Fly.
Hoodie, t-shirt?
T-shirt.
NBA or NFL?
NFL.
Car or truck?
Truck.
Chicken or ribs?
Ribs.
Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Red or blue?
Blue.
Green or yellow?
Yellow.
Dang, I had to add something, bro.
Having it.
Bro, that's gotta be at least 25 or something.
You was renaming them, so I had to
add something because my man just killed it. You know what I'm saying? So what it is we want people to be able to stay in contact with you. You know, so what's your social media handles if they want to stay in contact with you?
Well, my Instagram is L Ross RAWLS 06. My fault.
06. That's your number, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my football number.
All right, baby. Say it again.
My Instagram is L Ross, RAWLS _06.
Straight up. Well, man, it's been an honor hanging out with you, my man.
Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to you. Balling out next year, man. I'm going to be, I'm going to be on the sideline. I can't talk to you, but if I see you, I just kind of hit my chest. Just hit your chest, man. You know what I'm saying? My name is Les Nevertheless Thomas. I'm here with Brand Squad Podcast, and we're about to end this thing. Y'all have a blessed day.